Psalm 20. May the Lord hear you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. In other words, just as God saved Jacob, it's the same God, it's not a different God, the same God who always in the end came through for his people and was wonderful to them in the end, is our God, even though they suffered in the short term. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifices. So all the sacrifices that we make, of whatever form, God will not forget them. It's like in another psalm, David says, put my tears into your bottle. So all our tears are remembered by God. All the sacrifices you make are remembered. Whereas if you sacrifice in this life, you probably won't have those sacrifices remembered, certainly not for very long after you've died. But what we do for God is remembered forever and ever. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill all your words, that is, your words to God. We will triumph in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May Yahweh fulfill all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear him from heaven itself with the saving strength of his right hand. Now, of course, David was the anointed one, and he's obviously very excited here that God has heard him, and he wants other people also to trust in the one God whom he also trusted in. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of Yahweh our God. Well, of course, Israel were told that they were not to have horses and chariots. That was part of the law of Moses, and that the king of Israel must not have horses and chariots, because they were to trust in God's horses and chariots, which are the cherubim, the angels. Now, Solomon was David's son, but although he keeps on about my father David, David my father, he really thinks his father was wonderful and claims to be following him, he had thousands of horses and chariots, which he wasn't supposed to have. He had whole cities to just keep them in. And so he was trusting in horses and chariots. He didn't have that humility and basic trust in God that David had. All these will be brought down and will fall, but we will rise and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call.